When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I touched on the cleanse that I wanted to do and not talk about certain people, because I felt that whether I talk about them negatively, which some people really have embraced because they've thought that it was time for me to say something negative about certain people and not have them just be applauded, or if I've talked about them positively, whether it's negative or positive, talking about somebody or something gives it oxygen and air. In a time now where being infamous, it seems to not matter. I've always heard all press is good press, and I've never agreed with that, because it feels like trashy press is really bad, and that's AKA cancellation. I don't even know anymore, but I know that there are certain people, like I was at the National Holocaust Museum event, and they mentioned that person with a K that I stopped talking about. And I thought that they shouldn't have mentioned him by name. And I'm then thinking about the Casey Anthony documentary. I was fascinated by that trial. It was on Nancy Grace Every Day, and the verdict was fascinating. And, you know, there was an O.J. Simpson documentary too. And I don't know where the line is with that, because I just feel like these vile people become famous by us doing these documentaries on them and continuing to talk about them, the media talking about them. So maybe they'd rather be famous in any way than just be irrelevant. So if we talk about Casey Anthony or the Tinder swindler or that girl, Anna, that was a criminal impersonating a princess, or Armie Hammer that was really, really disrespecting women, to put it lightly, if any of it's true. And, you know, at the end, and a lot of these shows are really dissatisfying at the end. The Tinder swindler at the end, we're like, oh, yeah, and he's now on social media and nothing ever happened to him. And, you know, yes, OJ, something did happen too. And he's out of jail. I'm just saying, Casey Anthony is a free person. And I just don't know where the line is in educating people on something like Charles Manson or something like that, and glorifying it in some way. That's my problem. The end of Tinder Swindler, that guy is more famous, has more followers. The Princess Anna woman, same thing, more famous, more followers. Should I go do something really bad, do the time, and then in 8 years come out and be just so famous because of it? It's a little fucked up. The Menendez brothers, you know, the Billionaire Boys Club, those kids who killed, I think it was their parents also. It's just, I don't know where that line is. Just one more thing on unsubscribing, because I talk about it a lot, and I talked about it on social media, and it's like The reason I've talked about it before on this podcast and continue to do so in different iterations is it keeps devolving into a worse vortex and abyss of unsubscribing. It's right now Black Friday just passed. We're in Christmas holiday shopping. It's intense. It's intense. And what's the most intense is the tiny letters on the bottom to find it. And then they get cute and don't have unsubscribe email preferences. For your email preferences, why don't you fuck yourself? I never even got into a relationship with you. Now I have to like do this cryptic Morse code braille to get to the bottom and figure out how to unsubscribe. And then I get to another page. What is the reason? And you have to fill in multiple dots to give your reason for what. You're getting too many emails? Are the emails in bright colors? Do you not like the font? Do you not like what sign the person who sent the emails is? Like, fuck right off. I didn't ask for any of this to begin with. It's different if you're like, hi, send emails, then hi, unsend emails. That's a problem enough. Sometimes you order one of those food delivery services and you order one thing and it comes the rest of your life and you're trying to break out of prison. It's like the Hotel California. You can never leave. That's annoying enough. This situation, you ordered a lip gloss online and you're like in a goddamn cult. You're in a cult with Catherine Oxenberg's daughter and you can't get the fuck out. And it's a nightmare. I hate it. The unsubscribe is real. It's like breaking up with someone you were never even in a relationship with to begin with. It's a silent contract. You saw someone on the street, you waved. Now they think you're engaged. Why are we engaged? I waved at you. You sicko. I'm really pissed at unsubscribe. Half my day is spent on it. Also, sometimes you break up with someone, you unsubscribe and they keep coming. Like it's a fake. We didn't think you really meant it. You know what? You didn't mean that. Let's try it again. We're just going to try it again. Exactly. It's crazy. After a long day, I cannot wait to get into my soft, cozy earth pajamas and my bamboo bed sheets. It literally feels like heaven. Cozy Earth offers bedding products that will transform your sleep. Sleep is my life. Like the way you feel in a bed, think about when you've slept in the wrong sheets, the wrong bedding, the way you feel, the temperature, the softness, the crispiness. Like it's like Goldilocks. It has to be right. Cozy Earth bedding is temperature regulating, and better yet, all products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Incorporating Cozy Earth products into your self-care routine can enhance your sleep quality and overall wellness. Treat yourself and your loved ones to the ultimate in comfort and indulgence with Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear, and prioritize your sleep care and sleep health because you deserve it. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use promo code Bethany for an exclusive 35% off. The luxury she deserves. Cozy Earth.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. so I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you guys seen that show Industry on HBO? I just feel like TV needs to push the envelope now so much. It's a show on HBO, which usually I love every single HBO show. And I watched that show Industry just because once I get started, I kind of just feel invested. Even if I'm not really invested, it's just hard for me to stop a show. I've always been a person who could walk out of a movie, but shows are sort of just like background noise and I want to have something to do, because if I don't finish watching a show, then I have to go think about the next show that I'm going to watch. And that's such a big responsibility and such a massive gargantuan decision, because if you get into a show, then you're going to watch the whole show. So, and I mean, it could take years. I mean, I started watching Mad Men on a trip from Hong Kong and was on their system. So it wasn't on my own system where I know where I was. And I never went back to it again. It was too overwhelming to think about where I left off. I don't know. I'll never know. I never will know. And Bryn and I forgot that we were watching Handmaid's Tale. And we love Handmaid's Tale. We're in the last season. We just forgot because we're also in the middle of This Is Us. So it's hard to go back. And then you have shows that I watch with Paul. And we'll try to get through like the whole show. I was watching this show Industry with Paul. And I was watching Red Dragon by myself. So you've got your by self shows, your family shows, you're with your kid shows, maybe just one kid show, you're with your partner shows. I mean, it's insane. So I need a social, for years I've been saying there needs to be an app that is like you have an organizer, an assistant, like what the fuck am I watching assistant? Because I know that on Netflix, it tells you where you are, on Hulu, but like, I need that all together. I need that all in one spot. Okay. Which is a great idea too, that they should have a shopping cart. I just remembered I have something in a shopping cart online, and they should have like one app that has all your shopping carts that were left open and things that you didn't know if you forgot to buy. Cause I went into Amazon yesterday and I was like, oh wait, I wanted to buy teen hair growth pills for Bryn, or like gummies. And I saw that there was something else left in there. So I fucking bought that too. And that thing never showed up in my house. And you want to know why? Cause I never checked it out. So that's why. So we need that too. But anyway, the show Industry, it's young British assholes working on whatever their version of Wall Street is. And everybody's just blowing cocaine at all times. Like fucking and cocaine. It's so aggressive. And I'm so far in. And I'm just like, how gross are people? And they really, I mean, it makes Wall Street look like something that you would watch with your toddler. Okay. So whatever that means to you, it's insane. Like the Wolf of Wall Street got nothing on this. Like you're in someone's ass doing cocaine. That's what the show is. So I hope you enjoy that in the financial industry. Andy Cohen went on Meghan Markle's Archetype podcast, which is interesting and a great get for him. And I had heard, I actually respected that she said it was in a little bit of a gotcha way to Andy. There was a combination. Number one, first and foremost, I want to say that I respected that Meghan Markle said to Andy Cohen, we've met twice before, when he said, nice to meet you. We've met twice before. And then he was like, oh God, I'm being set up for failure now. God knows what I did, what I said. And she said, I tried to go on your show and you wouldn't have me on. But it was a little bit of that thing that I can relate to, where like now you're successful and you're thinking about the people that told you you'd never make it. And, you know, oh, ha, look at me now. So there was a little bit of that. But also, she's not stupid, because she might have thought that he might bring up that she tried to get on his show and was declined and turned down. So she cut him off at the pass. Or she was just being genuinely authentic, saying the truth. Hi, we met before and I tried to get on your show and you guys blew me off. But it was interesting because Andy said, which is now one of the great blunders in 13 years, that their show didn't have her on. And I guess she admitted that she was gushing when she met him because she was a Housewives fan, which I also knew because I knew this story about Watch What Happens Live and her trying to get on. But I don't know why that would be a blunder for Watch What Happens Live. It's like saying it's a big blunder that, you know, I don't have a tarot card reader or I didn't have a crystal ball that was going to tell me that you would go from Suits, you know, opening briefcases on Deal or No Deal, being on Suits, of relatively locally successful, meaning on a smaller network show. At the time, it was smaller. I think USA is pretty big now. I don't know. But, you know, not a massive show that you would then marry into the royal family and be this infamous person. So it's weird that he said that it was a blunder. I mean, it's just an accidental blunder. There are many people that told me that I wasn't going to either be on the Food Network ever or didn't want to represent me that are now say that, whoopsie. You know, I guess it's just a retrospect error, but you can't predict what's that's. I mean, I could have someone come over here to, you know, give me a pedicure and then they could become the Queen of England and I could regret that I didn't put them on my podcast. But as a, you know, person who's doing my pedicure, I'm not sure that I would put them on the podcast. But who knows? So it's just funny. But I, you know, respect her for saying you blew me off. But I also think she's got a little gotcha vibe on there. Like she wanted to say to Mariah, yeah, you know, you're a bit of a diva. You know, you give off that diva energy. I don't give off that diva energy, but you do. And then Mariah called her out and she's saying to Andy, oh, well, you know, I met you and you kind of blew me off. And I tried to get on your show and you blew me off a little slight, like, haha, look where I am now. And, you know, it's just funny. It was just like slight, but those little slight things. She does shade a little on her show, which I do respect. She's got a podcast. She's trying to, you know, get the numbers like we all are. But that I found, I don't know, I just found that to be like a funny little interaction.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Parents, if you've ever experienced bedtime battles with the kids, I'm going to let you into a little secret. The Koala Moon podcast has revolutionized over 20 million bedtimes, with parents like you calling it life-changing and the perfect nighttime routine. With original kids' bedtime stories and cozy sleep meditations, every episode has been specially designed to make bedtimes a dream. Listen to Koala Moon on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.